American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 257. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 225. On Saturday, April 26th, I arrived at the factory at about 8:30 a.m. I found Mr. Holloway, the day watchman, at his usual place and Alonzo Mann, the office boy, in the outer office. After describing at length the work I did in my office that morning, about 9 o'clock, Mr. Darley and Mr. Wade Campbell, the inspector of the factory, came into the outer office. I stopped the work I was doing that day and went to the outer office to chat with Mr. Darley and Mr. Campbell for 10 or 15 minutes. We conversed and joked with each other. While I was talking to them, around 9:15, Miss Mattie Smith came in and asked me for her pay envelope and that of her sister-in-law. I went to the safe, unlocked it, and got out the package of envelopes that Mr. Schiff had given me the evening before. I gave her the required 2 envelopes and placed the remaining envelopes, which were left over from the day previous, in my cash box, where I would have them handy in case others might come in. I continued to work on those invoices when I was interrupted by Mr. Lyons, superintendent of Montag Brothers. I told him if he would wait for a minute, I would go over to Montag Brothers with him, as I was going there anyway. He stepped out to the outer office, and as soon as I came to a convenient stopping place in the work, I put the papers I had made out to take with me in a folder, put on my hat and coat, and went to the outer office. There, I found that Mr. Lyons had already left. Mr. Darley left with me around 9:35 or 9:40, and we passed out of the factory. We stopped at the corner of Hunter and Forsyth Streets, where we each had a drink at Cruickshank's soda water fountain. I bought a package of favorite cigarettes, and after we had our drink, I lit a cigarette and went on my way to Montag Brothers, where I arrived at 10 o'clock. At Montag Brothers, I chatted with Mr. Montag and spoke to Mr. Matthews and Mr. Cross of the Montag Brothers, and to Miss Hattie Hall, the pencil company's stenographer. I asked her to come over and help me that morning, as I had enough work to keep her busy that whole afternoon. However, she said she didn't want to do that. She wanted to have at least half a holiday on Memorial Day. I then spoke to several of the Montag Brothers staff on business matters and other matters. After that, I saw Harry Gottheimer, the sales manager of the National Pencil Company, and I spoke at some length with him in reference to several of his orders that were in work at the factory. There were 2 of his orders especially that he laid special stress on, as he said he desired to ship them right away. I returned to the factory alone. Upon arrival, I went to the second or office floor, and I noticed the clock, which indicated 5 minutes after 11. I saw Mr. Holloway there and told him he could go as soon as he got ready. He told me he had some work to do for Harry Denham and Arthur White, who were doing some repair work up on the top floor, and he would do the work first. I then went into the office and found Miss Hattie Hall, who had preceded me over from Montag's, and another lady who introduced herself to me as Mrs. Arthur White.